Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas of Imori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mechel, Areini Kaparos Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We're up to Perek Mem of Sefer Yirmiyahu, and in it we're going to subdivide into three parts. From Sukkim Aleph to Vav Yirmiyahu, we're going to read about how Yirmiyahu was freed from the change from his chains and was given the choice to go to Bavel or stay in Eretz Yisrael, as Nebuzaradan was told by Nebuchadnezzar to do, and he chooses to stay with Gedalia in Mitzpah. And of course, from Sukkim Zayin to Yud Beis, Gedalia joined by all the Jews who are left inside. We're going to read about how Gedalia was supposed to be leading them. And of course, in Sukkim Yud Gimel to Yud Zayin, we're going to read about the plot against the life of Gedalia and how he doesn't listen. And tomorrow we're going to continue and discover exactly what happens to Gedalia. And by the way, this is all ironic in light of the fact that yesterday was indeed Tzom Gedalia. So let's get started with the Pesukim. The Pasuk begins, Hadavar Asher Haya El Yirmiyahu Me'is Hashem Acharei Shalach Oso Nebuzaradan Rav Tabachim Emen Harama Bekachto Oso Bu Asur Ba'azikim Besoch Golos Kol Golos Yerushalayim Yehuda Megulim Babela. The word that came to Yirmiyahu, in other words, it was at the end of the 10 days, and now he comes out and he says, what's this word? The word was, go back to Gedalia, so suggests Rashi, based on Eicha Rabba, that he was told, don't go away. And he went from Rama, where he went into Golos by himself. He would see people joined by Azikim in a collar, and he would stick his neck with them. And that's we find that in the Psikta, in the Haftorah, at the beginning of Parshas Matos, or in Masse, depending on whether it's the first of the three weeks. So he would stick himself, because Rashi points out, Nebuzaradan could not put him into chains. Nebuchadnezzar told him, don't put him into chains. So here we have Yirmiyahu bound in chains that were self-imposed, and he saw the people going off to Bavel. He tried to go with them. So the chief executioner and says, why are you so worried about these people? Didn't you say that the people were going to be punished? And you said Hashem wanted this. So why are you standing against it? And sure enough, what happens? Look, Hashem did what he did, and the people didn't listen. Right? So, what do you be'ata? Hincha pitachta hayom in azikim asher al yadecha em tov be'necha lavo iti bavel bo. V'asim es eini alachavim ra be'necha lavo iti bavel chadal. Rei kol arutz lefanecha al tov al yasha be'necha lalecha sham aleich. So, Nebuchadnezzar doesn't want you to have to come off to Bavel. If you want to go to Bavel, come. And the Melech Bavel says, I'll go ahead. And I'll take care of you. And if not, so stay in Eretz Yisrael. You can go wherever you want. Wherever it seems right for you to go, that's where you should go. So Yirmiyahu says he still wouldn't go back. He didn't want to go back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yirmiyahu, go back to Gedalia, who is appointed over the poor people. They also need somebody in charge. And so that's the way you should go, so suggests Rashi. Radak says, although Yirmiyahu didn't want to give back an answer to Nebuzaradan, it was understood that what he wanted to do, and so therefore it was Nebuzaradan who said to him, go back to Gedalia, stay with Gedalia. And so he told him, go to Gedalia and stay with him, or go wherever it seems right for you to go. Right, and that's where you should proceed. He gave him an allowance, and he gave him another type of a present, and he set him free. So Yirmiyahu came to Mitzpah, because Gedalia took up residence in Mitzpah. Why? Mitzpah had opened its gates to surrender to Nebuchadnezzar, so it was able to be unharmed. And it's about 12 kilometers away from Yerushalayim. So, and he was there with Gedaliah, with the people who were allowed to stay in the land. So the armies who fled from the Kasdim, it chose leaders to govern themselves in the villages. So they all heard that Gedaliah was appointed, together with the men, the women, and the children, that he didn't exile any more of the population. So by Avoal Gedaliah Mitzbasav Yishmael ben Nesanyahu, Yishmael ben Netanyahu, and Yochanan and Yonasan ben Kareach, Usraya ben Tanchumas ben Ofei Anotafei Biyiznayu ben Amachasi Hema Vanchem. All these people came along, and by Yishavalam Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shavan and Shem Leimor Altiru Me Avoda Kasdim Shuvar Tzivdu Asamelach Baba Vitav Lachem. Gedaliah told them, since they were afraid of Gedaliah being appointee of Nebuchadnezzar, he would give away where they were. Since they ran away, they were afraid for their lives. So Gedaliah swore, "I have nothing to do with that idea. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be forced. Just take care of the king and do what he tells you." You just go ahead, gather your wine, dried figs and oil, put them in your kelim, and dwell in the cities. The people in the nearby areas who had fled to the nearby areas also heard that Gedaliah was appointed. So the people heard, they started to gather wine, and they started to gather dried figs. So Yochanan ben Kareach and the others came to Gedaliah. You should just know that the king of Moab came along and sent Yishmael ben Nesanya, by the way, was also not such a great guy, Nesanya. And so the Melech of Ammon, Balis, he's going to come along and he sends the Yishmael to come kill you. Lohem and Lohem Gedaliah ben Achikam. Gedaliah didn't want to believe them. Yochanan ben Kareach amar Gedaliah baseser v'mitzvah leimor elchana v'akhes Yishmael ben Nesanya v'ish lo yeda. So Yochanan ben Kareach came along and he said, "Should I go ahead and kill him? And nobody should know." Lama yakeka nefesh v'nafotzu kol Yuda nikbatz meilecha v'avde sheris Yuda. Why should he put you to death and let everybody else be scattered and lost? V'yom Gedaliah ben Achikam. So Gedaliah ben Achikam said to Yochanan ben Kareach, "Al tasas hadavar hazeh, ki shekar atadovel Yishmael. You are not telling the truth, right? I don't believe it. I'm going to be very much a person here who stands up against these vicious rumors. They're not true. It's not something to be believed." But unfortunately, it was something to be believed. And Yishmael ben Nesanya is going to be somebody who's going to be held liable. And we'll see what's going to happen when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.